Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. Our practice is in chapter 19 with verses 27 through 30. This concludes chapter 19 today. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you have followed me. In the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." And that tells it all right there, doesn't it? The Lord knew some could not commit. This may mean even your own flesh and blood. This seems hard to fathom. Why would a family member forego life eternal? Your guess is as good as mine, but I feel the world obviously has everything to do with it. I am fortunate that my mother and father did not give in to the world in the end. My mother remained strong in seeing Jesus as the only way to heaven, and my dad had given in to the will of the Lord to overcome alcohol and smoking, living for his Savior Jesus before he died and entered purgatory. He once admitted to me that it took too long, and he was sorry for that. My children had given in to the world and canceled their father some 2 years ago. Not willing to forgive my disturbed world induced by a late childhood trauma. You see, someone choked me out and anally raped me, which then caused me to live a confused life. And I ran from the name of Jesus until I realized I would only find forgiveness in his name. It was then and only then was I willing to give up a confused life for a devout life of charity. I see charity as the true name of Jesus, my Messiah, my King, my Lord, and my Savior. What you give up for the Lord comes back to you 100-fold, in more miracles than you can imagine, life abundantly in Christ. Your life will be seen as a new meaning, and you will look to educate souls on eternity. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. All right, Lord, I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos. Especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother to intercede for the sister of Jackie and take her prayers to the feet of Jesus, her son. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 19 with verses 27 through 30. We've got a two stanza poem. It's ongoing with a one-lined ending. It's titled, Given Up Child, Father, Mother, Sisters, Brothers Fall. Replying to Jesus, saying, Peter, you followed everything given to you. Me followed have you. There is nothing sweeter. Glory throne of 12 tribes seated you true. Israel tribes 12 judge you all. Houses given by anyone the call. Given up child, father, mother, sisters, brothers fall. Even lands. Name mine, sake, life eternal, mall. First will be last, and the last. First, nothing to appall. Amen. I am Tom Shukru's Wiggins. It ends April today. Woo! Going into June, or actually May. We're running a little fast here. Man, time is flying, Lord. We just continue to lift you up every day. April 30th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 4:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. It means, as we both know, to live for the name of Jesus. Amen. Live for the name of Jesus and allow our opportunity to know how it is to be Christ-fed every day of our lives. Amen. We close in the name of Jesus as we say God bless you to our good friends John and Marie as we pray, pray, pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May He bless you today in His name abundantly. Amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus.